Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Now to the mailbag, we have a question. Our first one of the day is from Betty in Lawrence. And here we go. You know, we always talk about how you have to be a marriage counselor, David. And, you know, this is another one that fits into that category, I guess. She says, I'm in the middle of a divorce after 30 years of marriage. Do you think I'd be better off to get half of my husband's 401k or half of his pension? I like the idea of having a guaranteed income, but I'm not going to be retiring for another 10 years, so it's not like I need the pension right now. What should I do?
Well, so Betty, first of all, I'm sorry that your marriage is ending. 30 years is a long time to devote to anything. I have a number of divorced clients, and so I probably have more questions than answers for you, but here are some of the things that I think that you would want to think about. So the first thing that comes to mind is, do you have a pension of your own? Maybe you're a teacher and you have a pension coming for yourself. That would weigh on your decision. How big is your 401k? You say that I know that you've been working and you want to work for another 10 years. The size of your 401k would play into that decision as well. And then does his pension happen to have a cost of living increase or a COLA? So there are some that do that. And so I think with the pension, half of his pension, the beautiful thing, as you mentioned, is that comes with guarantees. But most times it's guaranteed not to go up with inflation. So you give up something to get that guarantee. With the 401k, you get a lot of flexibility. You'll roll that over into an IRA rollover. And the only thing you'll have to do is start taking money out at 70.5. So you have some really terrific opportunities with this. And I just encourage you to get some advice that's specific to you. If you don't have a retirement plan, if we can help you with that, Betty, we would love to. But get some really good specific advice from somebody.
All right. Good advice. And thank you so much, David. And thanks to Betty for the question. Our next question comes from Jennifer in Shawnee. And Jennifer says, if interest rates finally start going back up, do you think I should change the way I'm saving? I don't have very much in the bank right now because rates are so low.
Well, so Jennifer, I can't exactly tell whether you don't have much saved or whether you don't have much saved in the bank. But right now, rates are really, really low. You're right, and they've been low for a very long time. But you ought to have 6 months of living expenses, regardless of where rates are. You ought to have 6 months of living expenses, and that would be your emergency account. Saved in the bank. Save really hard until you have that. Let's just say you already have that in place. So here's a couple of things that I think you would want to think about. If rates continue to rise, typically the last place you see that show up are in bank deposit rates. The other thing, Jennifer, that you're going to want to be on the lookout for is, historically, rising interest rates will eventually have a negative impact on the stock market. So my question of you is, do you have a plan for adjusting your 401k investments? You don't sound like you're retired, but you might be. So maybe it's a 401k, maybe it's an IRA rollover. But do you have a plan for adjusting those stock market investments as interest rates rise? If you don't, this is a really, really good time to make sure that you do have a plan as rising interest rates start to impact the stock market negatively.
Our last question of the day, David, is from Kathy in Leawood. And Kathy says, oh my goodness, here's another time when you need to put on your marriage counseling hat. She says, my husband and I argue about money almost every day, because we just haven't done a good job of planning for retirement, and it's really starting to stress both of us out. Is this normal, or do we need some serious help?
Well, Kathy, let me put your mind a little bit at ease. Disagreements about money is really, really normal for most of the couples that I meet with. But yes, you might need some serious help. You state that you haven't done a good job of planning it. Now, I don't know if you're in your 30s or in your late 50s or early 60s. I did meet with a couple about 6 months ago, and their situation was this. He was the big spender, and she was the big saver, and they were really stressed out. Her more than him, because she was the saver, she was the planner, and he was less stressed out because he was kind of the spender. So what we did for them was we put a plan together, a retirement plan together, to determine how much they were going to need to live the retirement lifestyle that they were going to want up until a very old age that they were very likely not to get to. So in other words, their chance of running out of money was really, really small. Once they had the plan in place, their confidence level went way up. Her stress level went way down. And it was the confidence builder they needed to stop arguing so much about money, because they knew that if they made a couple of changes to their plan and then stayed on that plan, they were going to have the retirement that they wanted. And that's really all they wanted and needed, was some certainty. So, Kathy, if you are sitting there today thinking, all right, well, we have no plan, you kind of pretty much said you don't have a plan, you haven't done a great job of planning for retirement. That's pretty common. If you're in your 50s, early 60s, in fact, anybody listening to us today on the radio, if you're in your 50s or early 60s and you don't have a plan and your stress level's a little too high because of the uncertainty, then here's what I'd like to do for you. If you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, if you've saved at least $250,000, then pick up the phone and call our toll-free number and just leave us a message that says you want to get our financial CPR, our complete planning review. So there's not a cost and there's not an obligation. It's simply a chance for you to get some really good education about your money so that you can make the best decisions for yourself and your family moving forward. What is a financial CPR? It contains three different pieces of analysis that I think you'll find really helpful as your retirement unfolds. We're going to take a look at how much risk you're taking with the money that you've already saved for retirement, and I'll give you a really good report that shows exactly how much risk that is. I'll discuss taxes with you, how they're going to impact you in retirement, especially if they rise, and I'm convinced they're going to. And then we'll give you a really good read on whether your money is going to last at least as long as you do. If you happen to have estate planning documents in place, bring those in as well. And I'll have the estate planning attorney who works right here in our offices review those for you, also at no cost. So we'll do all that analysis for you. I'll give you some really straight talk on exactly what we saw. I think this is a terrific opportunity for you to get some answers to your specific retirement questions. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you, your family, and your situation, call our toll-free number now and ask for this complete planning review, our financial CPR.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414 and tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.